Ang sektor ng mga Australianong may edad ay sumasailalim sa pressure upang matagpusan ang lumalaking pangangailangan. Ayon sa pinakahuling intergenerational report, inaasahang aabot sa 40 milyon ang mga matatandang tao sa bansa pagsapit ng taong 2055, na kung saan ang ikaapat na bahagi ay may edad na 65 taon. Ang aged care services ay nagbago na ng malaki nitong nakaraang 15 taon. Isang malaking pagbabago ay ang kaayusan ng My Aged Care, isang call center at website service na inilunsad ng gobyerno noong Hulyo ng 2015, na kung saan maaaring humiling ang mga may edad na tao ng serbisyong naaayon sa kanilang pangangailangan. Ipinaliwanag ito ni Terry Leoleos, opisyal ng Ethnic Communities Council of New South Wales Multicultural Aging and Disability Access Program.
So if you are over 65, you are aging and you need support at home, that would be the first tick that you'll need. If you have a Medicare card, that's a good indicator that you're probably eligible to be able to apply. But the best thing to do, call the My Aged Care Call Centre. Tell them a little bit about you and what your needs are, and they'll be able to support you and help you along the way to decide whether or not you're eligible for these services. Many people think that they're not, and they call, and they're very surprised to find out the sort of services they can access here in Australia.
Ang laki ng My Aged Care Services ay mula sa simpleng trabaho katulad ng pagmumo ng loan, pagso-shopping o paglilinis hanggang sa mga komplikadong kailangan kagaya ng suporta para sa kapalit na tirahan. Ang mga opsyon sa pagbabayad ay iba-iba at nakaayon sa pangangailangan ng bawat tao. Sinabi ni Terry Leoleos na may suporta din para sa mga taong dumaranas ng kahirapan sa pananalapi.
There are options of paying up front. There are payment options where you can pay every month or with every service visit. But they also have hardship options. So if you're finding it hard to pay, if you're financially in a position which is difficult, and many of us share that space at the moment, it's always important to let the service know you're finding challenges and that you will need some sort of alternative way to pay your payment. No one here in Australia who needs aged care but financially can't afford it is ever left off the support. They don't fall through the cracks. It's important that you let people know so they can accommodate you.
Sinabi ng ulat ng Federation of Ethnic Communities, Council of Australia o FECA, na ang 2020 Vision for Older Cult Australians ay ang mabilis na pagtanda ng mga may edad na Australiano kumpara sa kalakhang populasyon ng bansa. Sinabi din ng Australian Bureau of Statistics na sa loob ng ilang susunod na taon, 30% ng populasyong may edad na 65 taon ay manggagaling sa grupong may pinanggalingang ibang lahi. Ayon sa pinunong Mary Patetsos ng FECA, nagtatayo sila ng mga kailangan ng mga migranteng komunidad.
What we're essentially saying is that called Australians need to understand what services are available to them. They need to be able to communicate those their needs in their own language, and they also need to be able to talk to people so that they can understand what services are available so that they can make informed choices.
Kasama sa sistema ng My Aged Care ay ang impormasyon sa maraming lengguahe. Sa kabila nito, naniniwala ang mga tagapagtaguyod at profesional mula sa sektor na ang pagkuha ng impormasyon at serbisyo ay kalimitang magulo. Ayon sa committee consultant at dating trabahador ng aged care, Rafaela Lopez, isang hamon ang walang kaalaman sa computer.
People who are over 70 and they did not have access to a technological education, so they're not computer savvy, and they still going to have a lot of issues in using the service.
Maaaring tumanggap ng suporta para sa sistema.
It is important, however, that whenever you are concerned as someone who speaks a second language, contact your local migrant resource centre, contact your local ethnic communities council or your multicultural worker or a worker who speaks your language. Let them know through your social support groups, I have this need and I don't know where to go, and they'll be able to show you how to access My Aged Care and how to get the best support possible.
Si Resty Zan, sa isang 81 taong babae na nanggaling sa Espanya at nakatirang nag-iisa ngayon sa Melbourne. Kamakailan ay dumaan siya sa operasyon sa tuhod at tinulungan siya ng aged care services bago magtungo sa hospital. Hindi siya gumagamit ng computer, kaya kinausap siya ng lokal na konseho sa pamamagitan ng telepono, subalit ito ay naging hindi madali.
It I had to make a lot of phone calls. The phone number they gave me ended up being in Queensland. From Queensland, I think they took me to Canberra. Well, it took me a lot of phone calls until they finally came.
Pagkatapos ng operasyon, maaari nang gumamit si Resty ng bagong pasilidad ng kanyang tirahan upang makatulong sa kanyang gumamit ng shower o toilet na binabayaran naman niya sa mababang halaga. Natagpuan niya na mas madali siyang makakilos sa sistema at nagagalak sa pakete na mula sa isang taong dumadalaw tuwing 2 linggo upang maglinis ng kanyang tahanan sa bayad na $15 bawat buwan. Nitong nakalipas na ilang araw, nagpatulong siya sa isang tao upang makapamili dahil hindi palaging nandoon ang kanyang anak na babae upang tumulong sa kanya. Tumatanggap siya ng dalaw mula sa isang assessor at sa kabila na hindi ayos ang kanyang salita sa Ingles, hindi siya naghihirap na ipaliwanag ang kanyang mga kailangan.
In that interview, they asked me whether I could drive and I said yes. But at the moment, because I'm like this, I need someone who could take me shopping. They asked me, for how long? And I said, at least for 6 to 8 weeks, and then I'll be able to drive back again. So now she took everything in writing and I'm waiting for them to tell me yes or not.
May ilang balakid sa kultura na maaaring pigilan ng ilang tao upang gumamit ng serbisyo sa AIDS care. Sinabi ni Rafaela Lopez na sa ilang komunidad, umaasa ang ilang kabataang maalagaan ang kanilang mga matatandang magulang.
It's very easy to, you know, cross the road and go and assist your father. But here that, you know, we have this thing called the tyranny of distance, and sometimes children can buy properties quite far away from the city. So it becomes really a very difficult situation for children to help their parents when they need practical support.
Ipinagpipilitan ni Rafaela Lopez na may karapatan ang mga tao upang gumamit ng ganitong serbisyo.
They have paid for it. They have contributed to the economy of the country, and it is their right, and they should use these services. Which are there to make life in the community easier and so they can stay at home longer.
Katulad ng ibang bagong programa, hindi palaging tumatakbo ng mahusay ang My Age Care. Nagpahayag ng pagkabahala si Terry Leoleos na mula sa ECCNSW na dapat silang tumanggap ng opinyon mula sa mga matatanda.
It's so important. We are taught as CALD, as multicultural individuals, don't complain. It's not the polite thing to do. In our community, we should be grateful for what we have, even if it's not perfect. But the Australian government and the Commonwealth is saying, no, we want to hear from you. Because every time we tell them something goes wrong, that's their job and their responsibility to fix it.
Noong Enero ng taong ito, pinahayag ng pangalawang ministro para sa kalusugan at alaga sa matatanda, Ken Wyatt, na magkakaroon ng karagdagang pondong 8 milyong dolyar para sa Multipurpose Service o MPS na programa sa AIDS care sa mga regional, rural at malalayong komunidad. Sinabi niya na ang serbisyo sa matatanda ay kailangang palaging nasa mga komunidad sa kahabaan ng bansa. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa My Age Care, magtungo sa www.myagecare.gov.au o tumawag sa telepono'ng 1-800-200-422.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.